California is one of the great wine-producing places in the world. It's a juggernaut, really, when you measure by quantity or quality. But there are still underdogs to cheer for in California wine. Like the people who grow Rhone varieties, like Grenache and Syrah. These reds are earthy, fruity, a little spicy, and they're great with fall foods like roasts and stews. Now, these grapes were brought to California by immigrants over 100 years ago, and they flourished until Prohibition upended everything. But these varietals have made a comeback. Our contributor Russ Parsons talked with wine writer Patrick Comiskey to find out about the state of California Rhones today.
Patrick Comiskey, welcome to Splendid Table.
Thanks, Russ.
American wine drinkers tend to focus on a few varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. The Rhone offers dozens of varieties. What can someone new to these kinds of wines expect?
Well, interestingly, there is a great range because the Rhone Valley is a long north-south valley. And so you get continental flavors and you get Mediterranean flavors. So you get powerful red wines like Syrah, and you get light-bodied white wines like Picpoul and Grenache Blanc. In the middle, you have some of the most powerful, heady wines from warm regions like Châteauneuf-du-Pape and Gigondas. These are Grenache-based wines, and they are heady, voluptuous, and extremely powerful red wines.
And how do those translate when they're planted in the United States? I mean, do they come across exactly the same, or does the climate and the geography dictate some changes?
It dictates a lot of changes, but in general, California is a warmer climate than most regions in the Rhone Valley, and so you end up having a little bit lusher, more approachable red wines, a little bit more powerful, richer white wines.
And so where is that American Rhone centered geographically, and what are some of the key wineries that people should be looking for now? Who do you like?
Well, historically, they ended up centering themselves on the central coast of California. Paso Robles is a very strong, has a very strong focus on Rhone varieties, but also areas of the Santa Barbara County as well. In particular, the wines of Ballard Canyon and in the Santa Maria Valley as well. Bien Nacido Vineyard being one of the oldest plantings and one of the coolest, earliest cool climate plantings of the Central Coast. That's where you'll find two very, very good go-to wineries that are found in this category. The first is Coupe Winery. They are based in the Santa Maria Valley, but they make wines from all around the Central Coast. They have a basic bottling of Central Coast Syrah that will knock your socks off for less than $20. It's a terrific bottle of wine. And he makes all kinds of really thrilling single vineyard wines as well, of Grenache, of Roussan, of Marsan. He's one of the earliest producers of Marsan in the country. Go a little bit further north and you end up at Tablas Creek Vineyards. This is an historic winery. This is a joint partnership between an American family, the Haas family, and the Perrin family of Châteauneuf-du-Pape. This amounts to the first French investment in Rhone varietal winemaking on California soil. And for that reason, it's very important. But there are also remarkably stylish wines of a certain French reserve, I would say.
The Rhone guys, they seem a little bit different. Give us some idea of some of the characters that are involved.
Well, the real thing that set the Rhone movement apart and the reason we can call it a movement at all is because of the personalities that were involved. We had some of the most colorful characters, colorful winemaking characters that we've ever had in the history of California winemaking. The person you have to lead with when you're talking about characters is Randall Graham of Bonnie Dune Winery in Santa Cruz. Randall is a remarkable, verbally gifted, antic, a little crazy, completely peripatetic winemaker who settled on Rhone varieties in the early 80s because he had felt like he was failing as a Pinot Noir winemaker. He ended up making one of the first Rhone blends in California. It was called Cigar Volant. And he put on his label a clever and a little bit mysterious pun that involved a flying saucer. And the rest is history. I venture to say that there was almost no humor on any California wine labels ever before Cigar Volant.
And what's the story behind the Cigar Volant? Why did he choose that name?
So he read a book by John Livingston Larimont on the Rhone Valley, and Livingston Larimont found a small decree that was issued in the 50s by some bureaucrat in France, which forbid any flying saucers to land in the vineyards of Châteauneuf-du-Pape. It's a good thing, too, because it never happened. However, Randall seized upon this as one of the stranger anecdotes that originated from this particular part of the world and decided to call his wine Cigar Volant, which is French for flying saucer or flying cigar.
Patrick, it's a fascinating book about wonderful wines. Thank you so much for being on Splendid Table with us.
Thanks very much, Russ. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Comiskey is the author of American Rhone, How Maverick Winemakers Changed the Way America Drinks. Russ Parsons is the author of How to Pick a Peach. And you can find some of Patrick's Rhone picks on our website, splendidtable.org.